Wow, that was wonderful. That was wonderful. If you were involved in helping in Bible school this week, if you would just stand where you are, and we just want to recognize you for your ministry this week with our kids. How wonderful. Woo-hoo! Yeah, how great. I know one night I woke up in the middle of the night and I heard that song about the lions roar. It was great. It was wonderful. Yes. So, it wasn't easy to decide what to preach on today. There are just so many possibilities. Today in the Christian church, we celebrate Trinity Sunday, the Sunday after Pentecost, and it just happens to fall on today when we celebrate the Lord God Almighty, who's revealed to us in a loving Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today in the United Methodist Church, this third Sunday of June is also known as Peace with Justice Sunday. And as a denomination, we're involved in local communities and around the world in ministries that work toward peace and reconciliation. And through our missions budget here at First Church, we give to support the Peace with Justice Sunday offering. Here in the United States, as Pastor John mentioned, it's Father's Day, and we're just so grateful for the influence of fathers and other men who have blessed our lives along the way. Also, we have someone here with a birthday today. I think somebody said Dane Curtin has a birthday today. So, happy birthday, Dane. Yeah. So, you're not old enough to drive yet, are you? Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Yeah. How about it? And in the parsonage, it's a special day, too. Today, Betsy and I are celebrating our 40th wedding anniversary. Wow, she deserves a big hug for that, I tell you. And also, George and Debbie Cananizado, they're celebrating a wedding anniversary, too. Although they're just young pups. And Wade and Sandy Leister, today is 35 years for them, and we recognize them at the first service. I was thinking of a sermon for today that might be 40 things I've learned about marriage over 40 years, but I don't think we have time for all of that. And then we had Bible school this week. And actually, during Bible school, I discovered the common thread that would tie all of these many celebrations together. And that's love. The God who made us to love us. The God who invites us, as we discover his love, to give it away. And so the scripture for this morning is one that is all about love, and it's from that text that Dawn talked about a few moments ago from Ephesians chapter 3, and I'm going to read from verses 14 through 21. This is why I kneel before the Father. Every ethnic group in heaven and on earth is recognized by him. I ask that he will strengthen you and your inner selves from the riches of his glory through the Spirit. I ask that Christ will live in your hearts through faith. As a result of having strong roots in love, I ask that you'll have the power to grasp love's width and length, height and depth, together with all believers. I ask that you'll know the love of Christ that is beyond knowledge, so that you will be filled entirely with the fullness of God. Glory to God, who is able to do far beyond all that we could ask or imagine by his power at work within us. Glory to him in the church and in Jesus Christ for all generations, forever and always. Amen. So, the Apostle Paul, when he prays for us, prays that we would come to know the extravagant dimensions of God's love. And I would invite you, if you would like, to follow along and take notes as we go through this scripture together. And this morning, I invite you to consider the extravagant dimensions of God's love. Here in this prayer, first of all, Paul prays that we would reach out and experience the breadth of the love of Christ. How wide is the love of Jesus? Well, it's wide enough to reach every person. Wide enough to reach every person. So we're down at number two now. Sorry. Now, this is the main theme of this whole letter of Paul to the Ephesians, that in Jesus Christ, God has broken down the barriers that divide people from the many. God has created this one body in Christ. Now, unfortunately, the body of Christ is still divided. Zan Holmes, a writer and teacher who was involved in developing the Disciple Bible Study program, remembers a family gathering some years ago at Thanksgiving. And after the meal, Zan pulled out his camera and began to take pictures of the various family members. And when he got to the last frame, he announced that he wanted everybody to get together for a picture of the whole family. Well, upon hearing this announcement, Zan's 8-year-old nephew immediately rushed out the door and began shouting to his friends in the neighborhood, "Hey, everybody, come on, we're going to get our picture taken." Now, this presented a very awkward moment for Zan. He had to explain to his nephew that when he used the term everybody, he didn't mean everybody in the neighborhood. He only meant everybody in the family. But no matter how he tried to explain it, his 8-year-old nephew just seemed puzzled and confused. Why couldn't he invite all of his friends to join the family picture? Zan Holmes observes that a lot of churches have a similar view when they talk about everybody being welcome. Too often when we talk about everybody, he said, we're thinking about people who are like us. He reminds us, as the Apostle Paul does, that the love of Christ expands our understanding of who's to be included in the body. There is no one in this community beyond the reach of Christ's love. The love of Jesus is wide enough to embrace you. It's wide enough to embrace me. It's wide enough to embrace everyone, no exceptions. And then as we continue to explore the dimensions of Christ's love, Paul also prays that we will test the length of God's love. How long is the love of Christ? Well, it's long enough to accomplish everything. Long enough to accomplish everything. Our theme verse from Bible school, as Dawn said a few minutes ago, is Ephesians 3:20, which is why EP 3:20 is sitting here on the chair this morning. And I'd like it if we could all read this verse together. Glory to God, who is able to do far beyond all that we could ask or imagine by his power at work within us. Now notice the phrase far beyond all is underlined. Far beyond all. God is able to do far beyond all we could ask or imagine. In the opening of Bible school every day, as we repeated that verse and said the words far beyond, we went like that. Far beyond all. Now, looking at the world we live in, we might wonder, is it true? Is God really able to do far beyond all that we could ask or imagine. This is an amazing statement coming from the Apostle Paul when you think about his life. How he suffered public beatings, stoned by an angry mob, 3 times shipwrecked while on his missionary journeys. He was imprisoned. He was forced to flee town under the cover of darkness. Paul suffered so much, even as he writes this from a prison in Rome, he's about to be executed for sharing a gospel of peace and reconciliation in Jesus Christ. Paul might well ask, is it true that God can do far beyond all? Instead, he writes with such confidence because Paul not only experienced suffering in his life, but he also witnessed the amazing power of God to do things which, from a human point of view, are just not possible. He had seen God do far beyond all. Betsy and I were just 21 years old when we stood at the altar of Grace United Methodist Church in Millersville 40 years ago. The week before our wedding, an article appeared in the Lancaster paper, and the headline was, "Is there a bride and groom among all the ministers?" We had about a dozen pastors at our wedding, not in it. Well, that would have been a long time to stand up front. Betsy's uncle and her sister were the ones who officiated. And on that sunny June day, excited to begin our life soon in Dayton, Ohio at the seminary, we could not have imagined what God had in store for us. We've had some challenges. Betsy is such a saint. But through it all, God has blessed us far beyond all that we could ask or imagine. And I know that as I share this with you, that we're not the only ones in this room that have experienced far beyond all we could ask or imagine. Perhaps things in your life right now are not always as you might have imagined, and you might be going through some troubles, but God is still at work. God is still able to do far beyond all any of us could ask or imagine with our health, with our finances, in our relationships. God is still able because the love of Jesus is long enough to accomplish everything. And then as Paul continues this prayer, he prays that we will also plumb the depths of the love of Jesus. Now, how deep is Jesus' love? Well, it's deep enough to meet every need. It's deep enough to meet every need. Look at verse 16. I ask that he will strengthen you in your inner selves from the riches of his glory through the Spirit. I ask that Christ will live in your hearts through faith. When Christ is living in your heart, when you trust in Jesus, you come to see that his love is deep enough to meet every need. Many of you know that before I was appointed to serve as your pastor 4 years ago, I was a district superintendent. And during that 6-year term, on Sunday mornings, Betsy and I worshiped in different churches all over Cumberland, Perry, and Dauphin counties. And in churches large and small and mid-sized, we were blessed to see what a tremendous footprint our United Methodist churches make on their communities. One of the great blessings for us every Sunday was joining with our sisters and brothers in their prayer time. And as we prayed with those congregations in different communities, we became aware of two things. One thing we became aware of was that in every local community, there was heartache, there was suffering, there were people facing great difficulties. But then there was a second thing we became aware of, and that was that God answers prayer. All over the district, from week to week, we heard stories of people being healed, of relationships being restored, stories of generosity in which God's people gave enthusiastically to accomplish far beyond all they could have imagined. Stories of lives being changed, children, youth, and adults who had found new purpose in the love of Jesus. Now, I'm not sure what it is that's driving you to your knees these days, but I am confident of this. The love of Jesus, it's deep enough. It's deep enough to meet every need. Now, finally, as he continues this prayer about the extravagant dimensions that Paul prays we will discover, he prays that we would rise to the heights. Now, how high is the love of Jesus? Well, it's high enough to reach eternity. It's high enough to reach eternity. Verse 19, I ask that you'll know the love of Christ that is beyond knowledge, so that you will be filled entirely with the fullness of God. You know, one of the great privileges that we experience in ministry is the opportunity to be with people at some of the most precious moments of life. And I'm sure you've experienced this too, John, where we have opportunities to be with people in those precious moments near the end of life. When we were serving in Hanover, Reverend George and Mary Hipple were part of our church. And the Hipples had served for many years in the Eastern Pennsylvania Conference and had moved to the Brethren Village at Cross Keys and attended our church. They were such a blessing to both of us. A few years into our ministry there, Mary became ill, and in a relatively short time, she went to be with the Lord. And then, a few months later, George became ill. And I remember that afternoon, very near to the end of his life, when I went to his room at the Brethren home. He was so weak that he could barely speak above a whisper. And I asked him that afternoon, sitting by his bed, if I could read some scripture to him. And he said he wanted me to read Romans 8. And I said, which verses, George? He said, the whole chapter. And somebody said after the early service, it's good he didn't ask me to read Psalm 119, the whole chapter. And so I sat and read the entire chapter of Romans chapter 8. And when I finished, I asked him, why Romans 8? And George said, my favorite verse, the one I keep hanging on to, is verse 18. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. With confidence in the love of Jesus, that was so high that it would carry him all the way to eternity, George said, you know, God is always faithful. to his promises. Dear friends, my prayer for you is that you will experience in your life the extravagant dimensions of the love of Jesus. I'm going to ask our worship team to come. And as I do, think about how wide the love of Jesus is, that it's wide enough to reach you and me, wide enough to reach everybody. Think about how long the love of Jesus is, long enough to accomplish far beyond all that we could ask or imagine, and how deep the love of Jesus, deep enough to meet every need, and high enough that the love of Jesus surrounds us, not just in this life, but even when this life has ended and we go on to glory with him. My prayer is that you will open your heart to the extravagant love of God for you in Jesus Christ. That's the reason we were made, to know the love of God for us and to give it away to others. Let's be open. Please stand.